Is there anything that you would like to talk about before we get started? Because there's something really exciting I want to share.
Well, I may have had a major aha. I was reading Daniel McKinnon, Animal Communicators book about people go to animal communicators like there's a behavior problem and I want you to tell the dog to fix it. And the dog got, talks back to her and says, I'm doing this as part of my soul contract to teach my human, to help my human learn a lesson. So I'm looking at William's barking and anxiety as what lesson am I to learn? And I'm thinking at the moment that it's anxiety because his anxiety is through this through the roof. And I've never thought of myself as an anxious person, but anxiety manifests in different ways. And I do know that when he's anxious, I get anxious and then it's a vicious circle. So what kind of triggered it was he barks really loudly and sometimes it's a scream. And I was in the car with him Tuesday, taking him to get his shot. And I just got really bad pain in my ear. Well, I went to the walk-in clinic the next morning and it turns out I have fluid behind the eardrum from my allergies. So it wasn't an injury to my eardrum, thank goodness. But it was like, okay, I've got to look at this. So I sent a note to Rachel because we're having a treatment tonight. And then so I've been today thinking, okay, I need to stay centered. I mean, I know I need to do these things, but I've been really trying to do it. And so I talked to him about it and like you said, and so he's been slightly quieter when he's barking to tell me about somebody noise in the street. And so I've been rewarding him for telling me, and then he's been quieter. And so
That's
crossing my
great.
fingers, but it's like, the lessons get louder and louder, and that was literal.
Wow. How are you feeling today? I mean, your ear.
Oh,
Good.
I woke. I had a wonderful night's sleep last night. I reworded it the way you suggested in a call we had that I listened to again. I had a really good night's sleep, and my ear is not hurting today. So
That's
good.
great. Wow.
Great.
That's great. You know, that's interesting because hearing is about what do we not want to hear? And you didn't want to hear him barking loudly. And so all that came about, and he's barking soft, more soft now, and the ear stopped hurting. Because, you know, like our vision too, you know, is what are if we're having troubles with our vision, well, what do we not want to see? You know. Wow.
Yeah. So the trick will be what will happen in the car because I wear earplugs when he's in the car. But when we were at the vet, I took the earplugs out before I got out of the car to get him, and just that little bit of time, it was he can bark really loudly.
Wow,
He has
that's
a
intense. What was that, Rachel?
superpower.
Wow, I guess. Oh my goodness. Well, that's brilliant that you figured that out and you're already seeing results.
Now to stay centered and keep it up. Yes, that's the trick.
Yeah,
Yep.
that is the trick. That's the trick. I have been sitting with some resentments lately because I feel like they might be, what's the word I'm looking for? Like gucking up my energy. And so I've been sitting with it, like, why, where, you know, what's the root? Like, why do I have these and how to clear them? So, and I have a lot and they're pretty serious. As I was writing them down, and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'm resentful to my parents and my family for not supporting me, you know, and wanting to do more artistic things when it came to like time to go to college, right? And I was really like, kind of forced to go into things I didn't want to do because that was the safe route. And now I'm facing, you know, me wanting to get into acting and doing all these artistic, creative things. And I'm like, yeah, at this age, it sucks. I really wish I would have done this at 20. So I think like that's where the resentment is coming up again, is like I'm looking at it going, and I'm almost letting it like stop me now, you know, and I don't want to do that. So that's why I started kind of looking at them. And another one is like, you know, why do I have all of these desires for things, yet my body and my outside world don't match up? You know, like for instance, with the modeling and the acting, and like, why did I get born in a body that retains more weight and then also get these desires where you're meant to be skinny and thin and beautiful? And, you know, and it, I know they're not all like that, but trust me, when I'm going looking at the castings every morning, it's like model, 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 athletic, athletic, athletic. It's like, what, where are the, because people kept telling me they want old people, they want, you know, older people,
Where are
they
the
want.
character actors? They have all the fun.
I know. So I'm like, but where, how do you get these jobs? You know what I mean? Because all I'm seeing is, you know, stuff for, you know, thin young women. And so I'm like, well, it's just like it always was. Nothing's changed. So then that resentment comes up again. So this is why I've been looking at resentment lately. So I don't know if you guys have any ideas or how I can work with it to get rid of them, but I really do feel like it's a place that I allow it to block me, I think. And it's very easy for me to get caught up in that. And it's victim, right? Because here I am, like, oh, I'm resenting God or my parents or whatever, but I'm not like, what can I do now? You know, I need to be looking at myself, not resenting others for holding back or, you know, outside forces. But yeah, I can see how it's playing a role in holding me back and not allowing me to stay in the bliss, love energy. Because it's like the minute it comes up, it's like I can so easily find more and more and more, right? And I go down that negative hole. So, yeah, that's what I've been looking at lately. I mean, I think it's good to look at it. I'm not mad at myself for looking at it. And I'm just seeing the patterning. And I'm wondering if you have any ideas like how to get out of that patterning or like how, what to clear the resentments, because I don't want to walk around with these anymore either, you know?
With parents, my brother has never forgiven my mother, and never, I probably, I mean, I don't know, maybe he will, but he's going to turn 80 in the fall. But a lot of that's to support his wife. But I know my resentment of her was really an issue, and I have tried to have compassion when I look at where she was coming from, severe poverty in the Depression, and wanting her children to be secure, and remembering that a woman's worth was seen as the success of her children at that time. And distance, because she died when I was 24 and I'm 69 now. So it's easier for me to have compassion for what she was going through and how desperately she was trying to do the best for her that she knew, even though
Yeah.
it messed us up really bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
And I can see that part, like with my mom, because she came, you know, from her parents were the first to come over to the United States. So they didn't have a lot of money. And and of course, being of Mexican descent, there is always that, right? I feel like it's probably part of my DNA. But I still have a relationship with my mom and she still does these things. Like even to this day, like I was just talking to her the other day and she's like, well, you better really find something. You can't just keep living off your savings. Like you need to find a job. Like she's still at it. And it's like, I am almost 50 years old. Like, what if I want to just let me be homeless or whatever it is I'm gonna do. But like, I'm really trying to bring this creativity into my life that I feel has been missing. And just to still receive no support. And my dad, is gone. So, although he was less that way, he was always more of a kind of a dreamer. But my mom, you know, that's why they didn't work out. So obviously, my mom reinforced that into us too. Like, don't be like your dad. So yeah, it's hard because she's still here, and I love her to death, and we've gotten a lot closer, and we've both grown a lot. But this part remains.
And that's a different story. Yeah. And that's why it's so important. My husband completely cut himself off from his family, and it was the healthiest thing he could have done. But you find family that you make, I guess, to get that.
Yeah, and I haven't found that either. I've looked for it, but
Well, you got us.
yeah, yes, I do. And I love my mom, so it's like I don't want to cut her off.
Yeah, well, his was
A lot of beautiful.
total alcoholic violence, you know, the whole.
No, my mom is, she's a beautiful person, and she's very loving, but yeah, she's just very
The
much
way
cut
she
off.
expresses it is not healthy for you.
Right. It's more, it
Well, it
holds me
hurts.
back. And it, well, not only does it hurt, but it makes it that much harder for me to take risks for myself.
Yeah. Well, I wish that doing this would send you hearts, but we'll just do it like this.
We don't know how to make that work. It's okay.
Yeah.
I like the human ones better anyways.
Okay,
But
so I have some suggestions and some thoughts, and I made some notes here. Bless your heart. My heart really goes out to you because, you know, we want our mom's approval. I mean, we all do. And I was never gonna I when I finally figured out I was never gonna get it, and all she was gonna do is continue to make my life a living hell, I cut her off. I did what, you know, Gail's husband did. I had to cut her off because it just wasn't gonna work. But my mom wasn't like your mom. My mom didn't have any sweetness. So a couple things here. One, if the creativity wasn't a possibility for you, I firmly believe it would not even be on your radar because it's coming from your super conscious, those feelings, those desires to have those experiences, they're coming from that super conscious higher self. So it's already in your field of potentiality. And because you have these feelings that have come in from your mom, and that, you know, somehow you're not good enough, or it's not for you, and you have these resentment feelings, all of that is in the fear realm. And so even if there is a job out there that is perfectly suited for you, all of these feelings will keep you from even finding that. And it takes me back to before I moved here, when I escaped, basically, was I was in the middle of it and nothing was changing. And when I asked the angels how I was going to get out of there, they said I had to be happy within myself, no matter what was going on around me. I had to completely shift my energy out of the fear of all of it. And the resentment. So when I did that, when I was actually able to feel happy more of the day than not, everything started coming together. And that's what happens with everybody. You know, I mean, just like with Gail here, with what you ex shared with us, what you experienced, you figured out what was going on, you immediately started shifting the energy, and you immediately started seeing some results. So, Rachel, with what you're feeling, the only way to overcome and heal those feelings of resentment is to infuse all of that with love and rewrite those neural pathways of belief. One, that you're not good enough or you're not worthy. You know, and that believing that it's not for you because of somebody else's opinion. And maybe they were just trying to look out for you with, you know, thinking they were telling you things in your best interest, but what they were telling you was in their best interest. It was their opinions. When it came to my painting, I think I told you guys, my dad said, don't quit your real job. I was a kid. I didn't have a job, but don't quit your real job, you know, to do anything creative. Well, he's changed his mind about that. But when you can infuse those people and those situations with sincerely, with love from your heart, even though if it's somebody that you really just want to shake them, when you can infuse them with love, it raises you out of the fear and it puts you in the love vibration and it opens the way for something better for you to happen. And forgiving them, the situation, and yourself. Because back when you were in your 20s and you were listening to them, you know, I don't know about you, but if it was me, I would be going saying to myself, well, if I'd just done what I wanted to do. So then there's blame on myself too. So forgiving yourself, because you did the best you could with what you had.
Yeah.
So, and all that's done. You know, I've been talking about this forever, that if this year had a theme, it would be about all the things that we buried in our subconscious coming up, and you're facing it. You're looking at the resentment. You're identifying it as resentment. This is what I feel in my body. That's huge. And in that observation, you're actually seeing where it's stemming from. And you're going back to, it started here with how, what your parents said to you. And you didn't even feel safe. I mean, with the desires of your heart, the things that you knew that would make you really happy, it led you to not feel safe with that. But now you're an adult.
Or and you're it your lets child. Like I don't know what's best for me. That's what it really did. It makes me, and I still find myself doing that. Like I question my own knowing.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it did more than anything, was like it made me question my own knowing.
Yeah. We'll start with the forgiveness. Maybe
look outside for answers, right? Instead of inside.
Well, if you can infuse them, the situation, and each person involved and yourself, if you can infuse them with love sincerely from your heart, and you may have to do it every day, twice a day for a while. Until you can really get there and stay there. Because, you know, we want to take it back and play with it. So if you can get there.
Well, it's so easy for me to go down, you know, because I think, like we've talked about, it's just, it's a groove, right? So it's easy for me to go down it.
But when you see you're doing it, just say, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole. Was it today? I don't know if it was today or yesterday. It was yesterday. Something happened. I don't know what it was, but all of a sudden a thought came in. I was fine. Then a thought came in and I started getting this. I had started having this anxiety. And I recognized, okay, I'm feeling anxiety. What do I need to do about this? Well, I'm looking at it. I'm not sure where it came from. Oh, there's the thought. I don't remember what it was now. This thought came in. Well, that thought's not even true. That's not even true. And then infusing it with love. And it changed everything. I mean, my energy changed so quickly. And I thought, wow, I don't know that it's ever changed this fast.
Nice.
So it's being aware of what you're experiencing that is not of the love vibration. There's some kind of anxiety there. Facing it. What is this? Giving it a name, and you did, resentment. Well, why am I feeling like this? And tracking it down. Today, I was thinking, you know those Mad Max, the new Mad Max movie that's out? They're showing all the trailers and stuff. Anything to do with the future like that throws me into an irrational panic and an irrational fear. I mean, serious irrational fear that makes no sense whatsoever. I can't watch those movies. I can't watch The Postman with Kevin Costner. And I really liked his movies, but I couldn't watch it. And I started looking at that. Why am I feeling like this? And it went all the way back. All of a sudden, I saw when I was a kid, and this was what was even crazy, because it was the same energy. My parents left me in the car and they went in somewhere, and there was a guy standing outside, and he had on a white suit, and I was staring at him. And I was staring at him because he had on a white suit. I never seen a white suit before. And then he started, you know, touching his junk and stuff. And yeah, it
Ew.
was, yeah. And I was a kid. I was a kid. And it freaked me out. And I thought, what, how? And I couldn't figure out how there was a correlation between the futuristic movies and that. But the feelings were the same. Horrified. So I know there's something more there. So I have to look at that. Because I don't want to be upset when a Mad Max trailer comes on the TV. But it's just that fast that I go into, oh, you know, it's like it's an adrenaline rush. It's serious. So I need to look at it even more to figure out why. But things are coming up for all of us. So we need to acknowledge that we're feeling differently now, and it's not good. Giving it a name, and see if we can figure out where it came from. If we can't figure out where it came from, just send love to that feeling to transform it and rise above it and heal it. We can ask our angels to show me why I'm feeling this way.
Okay.
And they will. And
I
when
don't
you can,
know.
when you get on
They
the other
never
side of that,
respond to me. They
I'm sorry, Rachel, what was that?
don't respond to me, Kate.
Oh yeah, that you know, when you don't feel like you're getting anything, you're trying too hard, and then when you're doing dishes or you're standing in the shower, then stuff will start coming in, or you'll wake up. You know, you can put a message under your pillow. Angels, please show me why I'm feeling like this, or help me process through it while I'm sleeping. You know, and then ask them if to help you to only remember the parts of your dreams that will benefit you during your waking hours, so that if you have uncomfortable dreams, you're not even going to remember that, and maybe you can just wake up and that energy is healed, which would be great.
Yeah, it would be
And then
great.
it'll be easier to infuse all of them with love.
I mean,
You
I
know,
could infuse
and if,
my mom. That's not a problem.
well, you know, and when
It's
you do that with your mom, especially if you're going to, you know, you're going to talk to her, or you know you're going to see her, to infuse her with all that love beforehand. Then if she does say something, she it's on a fear level and you're on a love level and it can't engage. So she may say it, but you won't feel uncomfortable because she said it.
yeah.
It will protect you.
Okay, I'm
So
doing it. But yeah, I do feel
I
like I do her. It's more, I think the hardest one will be for myself because I'm very hard on myself. And then on God, because man, I have a beef with that guy. Jesus and
Well,
I, we made up. We're good. But me and God still got some work to do.
then ask Jesus to help you. And ask Jesus to help you with stop being so hard on yourself. You know, we have to, you know, we have the way we treat ourselves, and then we have the way we treat people we love.
I know, and
And
I've
you want to
even
treat,
thought like treat yourself like you would treat Tempo because I love
yeah.
him so much, you know. So I do. I think that all the time, I'm like, how, would I do this to Tempo? Would I treat Tempo this way? Would I talk to Tempo this way? No, of course not. So that's what I think
Then
about, but I don't know. I don't know.
follow through with that. You know, and don't beat yourself up if you did, because it's an old habit. Like you said, you know, it's an old habit, and you're writing a new life. You're changing your energy. And it doesn't happen overnight. If it did, gosh, we'd all do it. You know, we would go through all those layers like that, and we'd just be done with it, you know. But it doesn't work out that way. So it's one step at a time. And you know, things will come back, you know, because we'll want to take it back and play with it. Well, you know, I used to get really upset because my mom said this to me. Well, my mom's even gone, you know. And if I'm letting things she said to me then hurt me now, that's totally on me.
Yeah.
Why would I do that to myself? So taking out the judgment on yourself. You know, you're doing the best you can. If you could do better, you would. And then, and at this point, the do better is to be able to stop the negative talk and to infuse everything with love and to forgive yourself for things that have happened that if you'd had different information, would you have made a different decision? Probably most of us would. But that's not possible until we get time travel. We can all go back and change stuff, you know?
Doesn't work that way.
Doesn't work that way.
Nope. Even then, it doesn't work that way because your past becomes your future. So how can you change your future from or from your past from your new future? You can't do that.
So you have to change your past. Gentle. You wouldn't be here. You'd be someone, some other person somewhere else.
Yeah, because your past becomes your new future. Yep. So you're in your future. How can it then change your future? It can't.
So be gentle with yourself. You know, show yourself some compassion.
How would she take it if you gently put your hands on her shoulders and looked at her and say something like, "Mom, I know you love me and I know you want what's best for me. But when you do this, it's not helpful."
I've told her before. I mean, she understands that. And like I said, she's gotten better. We've both gotten better. Like, but she's just a worrier. Her sister is even worse. My aunt, like, they're just, that's not going to change in this lifetime, you know? And she's just, I think it's like, you know, she just cares so much about me. She wants me to be okay. And I think for her, okay means that you have money and that you're stable financially. She never had a choice of career. You know, when she was growing up, it was you either a teacher, a nurse, or a secretary. So, yeah. So she's like, you know, she never even experienced the possibility of doing something else. And luckily for her, she loved teaching. So she got to do something she loved, even though she only had three choices. But that's not the case for me. And this is why I have the beef with God, because I'm like, why the hell would you put all this stuff in my head and give me all these desires and feelings and passions about things that then I'm like, my whole life is fighting against it. And I'm just tired. It's like, I'm so tired of trying to win everybody over to think the way I'm thinking, you know? And it's like, I don't know. Anyways.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to.
And she still just says, because she's fearful. She is. I mean, I've even told her, "Mom, when you worry about me, you're putting that fear energy out there that something's gonna bad is gonna happen to me. You're creating the thing and you're future tripping. You're creating fear in the future that isn't even there. It may or may not happen. That's what worry is. It's crap. It's bullshit. Why do you waste your energy on it?" And she gets it. But it's just it's so ingrained in her that she just cannot, you know, and so it's just something I have to deal with, you know, and so there's so many great aspects about her that, you know, it's like, this is just one small thing, but it is very hurtful for me to still not feel supported.
So when she does that, then you're upset. And so you guys have this energy cycle going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So when you can overcome that and infuse her with love energy, that's going to open the way for her to change too.
Yeah. And like I said, we've both grown a lot, you know, and I give her a lot of props for, you know, putting up with me. I mean, she's very Catholic, or she was brought up that way. I was brought up Catholic. So for her to even go into this whole spiritual realm with me is huge. You know what I mean? And like the fact that she's open to that, and, you know, and she really has grown a lot too. So I can't get mad about it. And I don't dislike her. I actually think she's a wonderful person, but that this part of like, just not supporting my dreams, it really hurts me. And it's like, that little girl is still hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just want to alchemize it because I'm tired of feeling hurt. I'm sure there was a purpose. I don't
Well,
know what.
and here's the purpose. Here's the purpose. Here we are, we're discussing this, and we're supporting you with tools to overcome that. And when you overcome that, because you, all of our relationships, they're about us. It's not about somebody else. It's about us. And how do we take care of ourselves? And when we can raise ourselves out of the fear and the pain of a situation, and we can move it into a vibration of love, it's not only about the relationship, it's about all the parts of our lives. So when you're able to move out of the fear, and the anger and the pain of what you've been experiencing your whole life, you'll be able to then open the way for living the life that all these ideas are coming in. And God may be putting those ideas in your super conscious, and but you've got a part in there too. Before you came here, my opinion is that we've all decided on what the life's going to look like while we're here. What
Yeah.
possibilities do we have? What boxes are we going to check? So God didn't do that on his own.
Thinking? I know exactly. I'm like, why did I choose like the triple black diamond run?
Yep,
Clearly, I
I
was not
totally
ready
get
for
that.
it.
I totally get it. But here we are at a place in all of in each of our lives that we understand that we have way more power than what we've been using. And we can change things. I changed my whole life in the last 2 years. I left the state with nothing. And started anew. And has it been scary? There have been times it's been terrifying. But I couldn't stay there. You can't stay in the fear.
Yeah,
It
no.
it's
And I
not
feel like
even
it's
an
also
option anymore.
blocking my future, like the things I want to do, right? Like I can't stay in this. It's not good for anything that I want to do, whether that's getting a job or getting into acting. Like you've got to be confident. You've got to not need it, you know? It's like, so all of this I know is holding me back. That's why I'm like, I just really want to clear it.
Infusing it all with love is going to change everything. It will change everything. It's going to change how you feel. It's going to change how you present yourself, how you stand. It'll change everything.
That there's a part of me that doesn't believe it.
All you can do is start.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing it. That's why the part is like, girl, how long are you gonna do this?
Until you don't
Well,
have to anymore. I went through a really awful time in the army, and I was just like, why is this happening to me? And then later on, I was in an assignment where that experience gave me the depth and understanding of what other people were going through that made me a much, much better at that job than I would have been. So I'm hopeful for you that this gives you background for roles that you're going to play, that you can draw on this experience and share the emotion and be that much better of an actor. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
And
I'm gonna get a damn Oscar.
that's right. That's right. You will. Rachel,
Have you looked
go
into
ahead.
Hallmark movies? Because
Oh, yes, I love Hallmark movies.
you could do a Hallmark leading lady. You
Oh, yeah.
could. You're so beautiful. And
Oh, yeah.
they love the midlife new romance thing.
Yes. Yeah, I just
Yeah.
don't know how to get there. I mean, I'm so in the early stages, right? So it's like I don't have an agent or anything.
But you know what, Rachel, when your energy is higher on a consistent basis, things just start happening.
Oh, exactly. And I'm reading this book by Matthew McConaughey. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, Green Lights. And that's his whole life. And that's, I think, what's like triggered a lot of this is like, oh, wow, he's really on a way higher frequency and vibration than I am. And like it all came so easy to him, you know? Not to say that he didn't have hard times, because of course he did, but just, you know, his confidence really shows through even in the very beginning when he didn't know what he was doing, you know? And he got the dazed and confused thing, like just because he met a guy in a bar that would happen to be the producer. So I know that can happen, but yeah, I also know I'm not there. I'm not on that frequency, you know? And so I
You're only
see
moments
I
away.
need.
Rachel, you're only moments away. It's not like it's something that's going to happen 10 years from now. You are moments
Feels
away
like
from that
10
vibration.
years.
And
And
there are times that you are.
it's not like you live in one place. You go up and down, and you're at that frequency sometimes. Yeah, you're already there sometimes.
A good little bit for a while, and then it seemed to have gone away, and I can't seem to get it back. I don't know.
Yes, but you will. You will. You will get it back. As Gail said, and gosh, back when I was in Colorado, I'd be doing really, really good, and then I'd hear the garage door go up. And then, oh my God, I'd feel the animosity and the oppression and all of it. And how am I going to get through the rest of the evening? But I'd go in my get to my it'd be 8 o'clock. I'd go in my room. I'd close the door. That's where my safe spot was, and I'd be writing, "I am safe. I am safe. I am safe." And then it got better to where I didn't have to write, "I'm safe" anymore, and I'd do my journal pages. I'm grateful for. I'm alone in my room.
Yeah, I
You
don't have
know,
a problem
it
with the
changes.
gratitude. Gratitude is that comes. Like as long as I do my journal, like you said, sometimes I do more mornings than nights and you know things like that, but if I'm doing it like the gratitude, I can write a whole friggin' page on that. That part's not hard. There's a
It's
lot that I
taking the gratitude through the rest of the day or the evening. And you can. So when you're feeling those things that come up, that energy that's not comfortable anymore, you're noticing it. And see, 6 months ago, you'd have just been in the muck of all of it. But now you're recognizing when the energy shifts, and now you have tools, and it's remembering to use the tools. Okay, now I know if I infuse this, just like yesterday when I had
Why
that
don't I
thought came
remember to
in.
infuse things with love, damn it?
But you know what? Because you just haven't practiced it enough. That's all. It's just because you haven't practiced it enough. And maybe you
Do
start
it
putting
two
sticky
times.
notes up all over the house, infused with love. And so then when you see the sticky note, you can go, "Oh, is there anything I need to infuse with love right now? I think that's a great idea. I think I'll do that myself. I'm going to write it down.
Yep,
I'll put it
I
over
like
my house."
the trick is you got to shift the sticky notes around and change the
Yep.
colors because they become furniture. I've got them on my mirror, and after a while, I don't see them anymore. So you got
Yes,
to move
that's
them
right.
around and change the colors
Okay.
so they're fresh.
Thank you for the tip. Keep them fresh.
Yep, keep them fresh.
Have you
That's
ever
exactly
eaten
what we have to do.
Dove chocolates? They have
Yeah.
the promises. They have the little thing on the inside of the wrapper.
No.
They are I've got them all over the house. They're just wonderful.
Well, is it to, is
They're
that what they're
called
called? If I would.
they're Dove promises, and inside is a little promise, and it's always an uplifting little thing.
Oh, wow, I like that. I'm gonna write that down. Dove promises.
Yeah, they come in milk and dark chocolate.
That could be a fun little way to play with it too. I like that. Okay, cool. Thank you guys.
It sounds like a lot right now because of how painful everything is, but it's one step at a time. And once you've taken the first step in really shifting that energy, it gets every step after that gets easier. And then it's the, "Oh, I know exactly what to do with this. I recognize this." And then as you shift your energy, your mom's energy will shift too. My great grandmother was major warrior. And that worry is so hard on the body. So you're being able to change how you're feeling and sending her love will open the way for her to make a better choice too. Whether she does it or not, it's going to be up to her. But you may find in time that her worrying is far less. that she doesn't feel like she has to say anything because she's more comfortable in her skin because of what you're doing for yourself. But when you start shifting your energy, everything starts shake loose.
Yeah, I've seen that. She's definitely gotten better. Or if she's not gotten better, she doesn't say it. So I don't know it. Or if she does say it, like she said, some not about this, but just, you know, text something about like, text me when you get there, let me know you're home or whatever it is. And then I don't take it like negatively anymore. You know, I'm just like, oh, she's just, it's, you know, she just wants to make sure I'm okay. So it has definitely gotten better. I see that. I think I just need to like, you know, we want things to be in a certain place and it's so easy to be like, I'm not there yet. And then to get frustrated and not to look at what, how much has actually been improved. So thank you for
and that's where it, the coming, that's where come getting your thinking into a place that's beyond 3D.
Yeah.
Because we live in this 3D world and we're brainwashed to think, programmed to think that everything has to come from like hard work or, you know, maybe you're born into money or whatever, but it all has to come from something outside of us. But, you know, when we're in fear energy, more things of fear energy does not knock on the door. It just comes right on in. So if we're in love energy, same thing. When we're in love energy, wonderful things happen. When we're thinking beyond the 3D, because we're in that state of love and in that vibration of everything's okay, then everything is okay. You know, if we need money for something, the money shows up. If we want to go somewhere, the tickets come or whatever it is that we're wanting. You know, you're wanting a job. You open your email and you get this offer. I had this friend that she had been laid off. I think she's older than me. She had been laid off and she was sleeping on her son's sofa because she lost her place. She was moving or something. I don't remember. Anyway, she didn't have a home. She's sleeping on her son's sofa and she's trying to find another job. And she was in the corporate world and she kept getting laid off. And she came across, she opened her email one day and she had this email from this guy she didn't like. And she's like, ugh. And she wasn't even going to open it. But she had been thinking that she's French and she thought she wanted to go to France. And she wanted to go to a place that she'd never been before in France. And she wanted to be able to stay and have, you know, do whatever she wanted for, I don't know, a couple weeks. Anyway, so she puts this out to the universe. She has this email. She opens the email. And this guy wanted to know if she could, he was going to take this group to France, to this place where she'd never been for 2 weeks. And wanted to know if she would be willing to go and be the tour guide because he couldn't do it. They would pay for her to get there. All her accommodations would be paid for. They would pay for her meals and she would be paid to do it. Was she interested? So she's between jobs. So of course she took him up on it and she went and she had a great time. And of course, when she got back, her mother was having a fit over, how could you even afford to do that? You're not even working. You know, so her mother got involved, but she still went, you know, she went and she had this fabulous time because she had just put it out to the universe. And here she wasn't even working. But if she'd been working, she couldn't have gone.
Yeah.
So everything worked out for her to go. And then she has this fabulous story that, you know, you put it out to the universe, not because you don't have it, but just because of the joy it would bring you to do that. And that's how she put it out there. She was just thinking, man, I would love to go to France to someplace I've never been. And then there it was because of an email.
Yeah. Well,
so when we can shift our energy.
I can tell you guys that something like that happened to me.
Well, it will. It will happen.
We're obviously believing it harder than you are.
Yeah, I don't. That's what I'm saying. There's just a part of me that's like, I've been at this for so long and like manifesting. It's just like, that crap doesn't happen to me. And that's a very deep belief.
Let's
Ooh,
see.
we got to change that.
Somebody won something free. Let's see, who
Well, that's, I
was
know,
that?
that's, I know.
Was
I
Rachel.
want two things. So I know I need to get out of that belief, but it is just so deep.
See, you've never had support like you've got with me and Gail before.
No, I haven't. You're right.
And now we have the power of two plus. So you have to
We have
get on
power
board.
of three, and we have our pets.
Our
That's
furry partners.
right.
Yep.
Yes. I don't know
We
where
got
to
William
think.
and Mary and Magic
Exactly.
and
And
Timbo. And
so.
Timbo's going like, Mom, I don't know what your problem is. You can do anything you want. Yep. So how are you feeling?
Okay.
Do you feel a little bit more hopeful?
Yeah, I mean I do. And I see, like I said, it's helpful to get reflections of like how far you've come, even if you're not where you want to be yet, because that helps to make you realize that it the work is working. It's just sometimes hard to see it when, when you're still wanting things
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
haven't come. But
But thinking beyond the 3D, no matter what we see going on around us, we can feel the emotions of what we want to experience. And the next thing you know, it's really happening.
see it where it happened.
It sure did. What did I do? I don't
I
even, oh, maybe I did that. So, Gail, you saw it too, right?
I
Okay.
don't know. When we try to do it, it doesn't happen. And when we don't
Yeah.
try anyways,
That
that was weird.
was weird. Well, let me
I
see
don't
if
know. Why
this will
can't we
work.
get the hearts to work?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where it has to be because that was weird. Because it comes up on the bottom of my screen too. I
Oh,
don't even know where my
reactions.
mouse is.
Yeah, all the reactions, but it doesn't come up here. Like yours came up on your screen. I see it on the
Recognize hand
reactions.
gestures.
I see it on the reactions,
Oh,
but it doesn't come
reactions.
up. Oh, look, you just made a heart. How'd you do that?
Okay, and reactions, I went to recognize hand gestures, and then
Yeah.
I went to, then a heart was one of them. And so I clicked on the heart. Let's see if it comes up.
Oh,
Oh,
there.
okay.
Yeah,
You're
I
doing it.
clicked on it, but then it is
That is
supposed to come
so cool.
out of
You're
here.
doing it. You're doing it. I must have clicked mine off. You're doing it.
But I don't know. Anyways.
Is so cool. So now the angels got involved to help send you love.
Yes, I got
So,
hearts. Thumbs up.
got hearts. Okay, so as
Yeah,
far as your work
I
is
don't feel as
concerned,
heavy.
good, 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 good. And you have the infusing love meditation to help guide you. You know, you can, I've used that standing in line at the post office. It can be that quick. But if you sit down and you do it and you're looking at people and situations, you know, next thing you know, your body is so much higher than that fear vibration that, you know, everything's different. Your whole perspective is different. You feel different. You look different. The opportunities start to roll in. And you may have to do it over and over and over again for at
Yeah, I'm gonna
first
do it
until.
3 times a day.
There you go.
Admitting.
Okay. So I want to share something. Let's see. It's 8:11. I wanted to share, it's like 20 minutes of Joe Dispenza in how to manifest something that you want. Gail, I know,
I'm good
Rachel,
with
I know
that.
you want. You're good with
I'm good
that.
with
Okay.
that.
All right. All right. I'm going to share my screen. Actually, let me make this bigger. Whoa. I didn't want to make it that big.
Do you want us to turn ours off?
No, you don't have to. Unless it's going to be in the way. You let me know if it's going to be in the way. Let me share my screen. And let me know if you can, and oh, sound. Got to share the sound.
Oh, that works.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Can you see him? Okay. All right. I'm going to move you girls over here on top of him. Can you now do you see yourselves?
Well, I see
Or no?
myself. Yeah, I see myself.
Okay, let me move this. Can now are you there?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, so I'm going to start this. This is already 16 minutes in, but he's going to tell us about something that happened with his kid and how he helped him to manifest a new job.
So my 28-year-old son, last year and a half ago, he's the oldest of my three kids. And all of my kids have grown up with these concepts. And I started off very methodically with them in helping them to understand that the way they think and the way they feel has an effect on their lives. And so he was the one that I could never get to travel. You know, he went to college for engineering and great mathematician guy, and he scored really high in math on his SATs in high school. And I said to him, "Hey, Jace, what's the deal with math?" And he said, "It's the only thing in my life that makes sense." I said, "Okay, you stick with that." So he got accepted to all these different colleges, and I wanted him to go to this one college, university, that had a really great engineering program. But of course, he got accepted to University of California, Santa Barbara, which is one of the most beautiful campuses you'll ever see, you know? And so I said, "Okay, let's go." We went down there, we walked the campus, and of course, there's surfboards and skateboards and bikinis and, you know, bicycles and, you know, everything's going on. It's frisbees. And I'm in the center of the campus with him. He says, "Hey, Dad, come over here. Come over here. I want to talk to you." Now I'm lobbying for the other university, so you know, I'm holding all my aces and not showing anything. And he says, "Listen, I want you just for a moment to look around and just humor me and pretend like you're 18 years old. And then tell me what you would do." And I said, "Okay, here's the deal. Let's cut a deal right on the spot. You get a 3.5 grade point average in this school. I'll fund the whole project. The moment you drop below it, you're on your own. Do we have a deal?" Of course, he graduated, you know, summa cum laude, and had a great time there and had a lot of fun at the same time. And I found out that there's more Nobel Prize laureates that teach at the University of California, Santa Barbara than any university or college in the United States because everybody wants to retire in Santa Barbara. So anyway, he goes through 4 years of college, you know, and he's just driven, 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 driven. My daughter, you know, she goes to Europe, you know, she does her whole thing. You know, my other son, you know, he's doing his thing. But this guy's driven. He's just driven. And so when he finishes college, I say, "Buddy, why don't you take a gap year and just travel a little bit? Go to Buenos Aires, do something different, you know." No, "I got an offer for a great job. I'm going to take this job and I'm just going to do it." So I said, "Okay, do the job." So he gets a great contracting job working for this company that's designing optics for the military, infrared cameras. And so he's designing the goggles for the Navy SEALs, and then he's doing an infrared camera for a battleship, and he's got all this top security. And I'm saying to him, "Jason, just tell me something." "I can't, Dad. Come on, have a martini with me and come talk." "No, I can't tell you anything." So then his contract ends, and he says, "I don't see a lot of room for growth at the pace that I want to grow in this company." So he left Santa Barbara, and he moved to San Diego. And he worked for a startup as a managing engineer and took this company to a certain point. And then he said to me, "I can predict everything that's going to happen here. And I'm losing a little bit of respect for the management and the CEO. And I'm going to do something really out of the box. I have saved a lot of money. I'm just going to close everything down and put everything in storage. And I'm going to travel." And I went, "Thank God." He may find out that California is not the only culture in the world, if you call that a culture. So anyway, he packs up his surfboard. He's a big wave surfer. And he heads to Indonesia. And he goes to all the islands, Borobudur and Java. And he goes to all the Sutra, and he goes to all the different places. in some of the smaller islands, and lands a job. Just someone offers a job to be a surfing instructor, so he does that for a month on this beach, you know, and then he backs up and he goes to Perth, and then after Perth he goes back to Bali, and then from Bali he heads over to Sydney, and then from Sydney he goes to New Zealand, and now he's in love with New Zealand. I mean, it's just, he just loves the country. But it's been now like over 5 months and he's in New Zealand, and he calls me up and he says, "Hey Dad, I'm going home really soon in a month or two, and I gotta start thinking about what I wanna do when I get back there." And I said, "Okay, what do you wanna work on?" He says, "Well, I wanna create a new job." And I said, "Okay, I want you to take out a pen right now and write the letter J down. And that J is gonna represent a job for you. That's the symbol that you're going to associate with the job. Are you with me still?"
Yeah.
And then I say, "Now, let's get clear on the type of job you want, Jace, specifically." And he says, "I want to make the same amount of money that I was making or more. I want to work for myself and have my own company. And I want to contract contracts for 6 months to a year." Are you with me still? "I want to work from anywhere in the world. Now, this is what I love about him. And I got to love what I do. I don't want to do anything if I don't believe in it. I don't want to do anything if I'm not inspired about it. I got to have a reason to wake up in the morning." And I said to him, "So then when you think of this letter, it represents all of these things, because now you know what it means." He said, "Exactly." So I said, "Now you have a bunch of sub-intentions, sponsoring thoughts to understand."
I just want to pause it right here, because notice the squiggly lines around the J. That's his energy. That's okay. An energetic field around the J. Okay? Sorry, I'll go ahead and
understand
start.
Your main intention, which is to have a job that represents all of these things. So now he's clear on his intention. Yes or no?
Yes.
So then I say to him, "Okay, Jace." His name is Jace, J-A-C-E. I say, "Jace, okay, I want you to write down some of the emotions you would feel, will feel when it happens." And he says, "Empowered, free, inspired, gratitude." Right? And of course, he and I share this favorite, a love for life. So I say to him, "So that's what you'll feel when it happens?" He said, "Absolutely." So then I said to him, "Close your eyes." And I said to him, "Can you bring up those emotions on your own right now?" He said, "Give me a minute." He started working himself up into those emotions. And then I said to him, "Can you, while you create that state, hold on to that symbol in your mind and broadcast the whole new electromagnetic signature into the field? And if you understand that the longer that your consciousness lingers in that energy, the more you're drawing your future to you, can you just linger there for a period of time?" I said, "You know, because when there's a vibrational match between your energy and that future potential, you should have experiences equal to your energy." And I said, "When you're in that state of being, is it possible, Jace, for you to think about the things you're gonna do, the experiences you're gonna have, the choices you're gonna make, and how they'll feel?" He said, "Yeah, I can see myself managing my own team. I can see myself working in a place that I love. I can see myself having time off to do what I love to do." Great. "So when you change your state of being, I want you to prime your brain and body by thinking about those choices, those behaviors, those experiences that await you. and how they'll feel. And I want you to prime your brain and body to look like that future has already happened every day. Live in that future in the present moment and invest your energy into your future. But instead of into a known, invest it into an unknown. And just like your body follows your mind to the toilet every morning, to the known, your body is going to follow your mind to the unknown. Are you with me still? So he says, and he knows, and he says, okay. And I say, you got a lot of time on your hands. You're basically hanging out, drinking beer, and surfing. So you can't give me an excuse that there's not enough time. Will you commit to doing this? And he said, yeah. So 3 weeks goes by. He's in New Zealand, almost 4 weeks. And he's doing it every day. And then he was going to go back to Los Angeles, but he's hooked up with some friends of mine from Melbourne, and he went to Melbourne and spent almost a month in Melbourne in Australia. And then he flew back to the United States. And when he landed in Los Angeles, the moment he landed, he called me up. He texted me first, and he said, Dad, I'm back in the U.S. Call me. So I call him up, and we're talking, and how's your flight? Of course, you know, that's a long flight. And I said, you know, make sure you take care of yourself. Coming this way is a little bit more challenging. And he said, you know, I've been thinking, I've run out of money. Now, the father in me wanted to say, hey, buddy, I'll help you out. I'll spot you, whatever. But I knew that he was on the fringe there. And I said, oh, this is a great time for you to get serious and create. Let me know what happens. Chink. I throw him out into the unknown. So he rents a car and he drives all the way down to San Diego, and he goes snowboarding every single year with all of his buddies from college, and they go to either, you know, Utah or Colorado or the Sierras. And so they were going just to Mammoth, which is, you know, a couple hours away from Santa Barbara. So he drove all the way up to Santa Barbara, met his buddies, all his college roommates. They went snowboarding for 4 days. And when he came back, he landed in Santa Barbara, where he went to school and saw all his friends. And he was getting ready to leave, and he just went into this surf shop to look for this particular thing. And he bumps into the top designer of the toppest, best fins for surfboards. And they have this little conversation, and this guy is looking for an engineer that he wants the contract for 6 months to a year. He can make his own hours, work wherever he wants. He offers him right on the spot more money than he's currently getting, and he loves to surf. Are you with me still? Yeah. Now, he didn't have to go anywhere to get that. You understand? It came to him, and he's revolutionizing the industry right now. And he calls me up all the time or texts me, and he says, I cannot believe they pay me to do what I love to do so much. How many people understand? Yeah. Turn the person next to you and explain.
So what do you think about that?
I mean, it's an awesome story.
Do you know about how I found my husband? No. I made a list of 50 qualities that I was looking for. I did it in the spring. In the summer, he moved from the East Coast to Portland. He got a job. It took him a while to get hired on, but he got a job where I worked. I met him in January. We started dating in March. He met 49 of the 50 qualities. He was slightly outside the age range I was looking for. And he was my soulmate. But I did a lot of work to get ready for it. And so did he.
That's awesome, Gail.
So if you look at, you're wanting work, whether you make it, you know, a W for work or a J for your job, and then you put the squiggles around it.
Got it. She needs to see your love. She needs to see your love.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So then you take over on the left-hand side and you figure out what do you want that job to be? You know, how much money do you want to make? How often do you want to work? You know, just like he did.
I kind of figured that out with my cousin. I want to work 4 hours a day, 4 days a week.
Okay.
2 hours a day, 4 days a week.
And there you go. And figure out how much money you want to make. You know, what's important to you? Is it money, benefits? Maybe it's both.
No, nothing. I just money. I don't, you know, I really would rather act. It's not even about the job, is just to get me to the point where I can make money acting. Like at this point, I don't want to go back into what I was doing. I don't like it.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
there's
then
aspects of it that I like, but I don't want to go back to being used by people. That's really what was happening. That
okay. Then you don't use a J, you use a W for work, or A for acting.
Yeah.
You know, if you use, say you use an A for acting, meant just as I said that, I went from job to work felt better than when I said acting, I felt a whole different energy there.
Yeah.
So if you put acting and then the excitement of how often do you want to act? How much money do you want to make? Do you want it to be on the big screen, or do you want it to be lifestyle channel? What do you want it to be? Do you want it to be something like that? Or do you want to do commercials? What is it that you want to do? And write it down. Put it down there. And then how would you feel if you had those things? You know, I know the first thing on your list would be grateful. And you would feel free. And you'd be happy and fulfilled and empowered. Self-confident.
Yep.
And you would love your life.
Yeah, I would.
So when you write that down, and just like he said, if you can sit there and look at the A, and you got your energy field around it, and you're broadcasting out to the universe gratitude, empowerment, feeling happy, fulfilled, loving your life.
And appreciated.
Yes.
And appreciated.
Well, thank you, because that was something that was really missing and has been missing from my jobs.
Yep.
Is
respected
just,
and appreciated.
Yep.
And you're going to be a blessing where you were, wherever you go, because
yeah,
you're a light and you're spreading love in the world. So
and
you're
the universe
be good
will move you. Yes. And the universe will move you to where that light needs to shine.
Okay.
And being able to move into that, what you know, sitting there with your eyes closed, and this is what's so exciting, is when you're sitting there with your eyes closed and you're visioning that A, and then next thing you know, you're visioning, okay, how, what opportunities would be available to me with this job? You know, maybe it's travel. Maybe it's being able to take off during the week and only work 3 days a week or 2 days a week or whatever it is. What, how would you dress? Who would you be having lunch with? Would you be taking Tempo around the block in his stroller? You know, Magic has a stroller. Magic has a stroller. It's in the garage. I haven't used it since I've been here.
When I was down at my mom's for the Mother's Day weekend, when we went to that winery, I saw a cat in a stroller, and it was like, it could zip up all the way. So
mm-hmm.
it was like,
yep,
it is basically, but he could see out. I was like, oh my God, I need this for Tempo.
Yeah. Magic's the top of it. I can put him in his harness and buckle him in, and then the top can come down. So, and it's all mesh, so he can't get out.
Yeah. Where did you get
and it
that?
Has, I got it off Amazon, and it has big wheels. I'll send you the link to it, because I ran into somebody at an outdoor mall that we had there in Colorado, and he had two little dogs in his, and he said, get the bigger wheels because the little wheels don't hold up. So you want,
okay,
the bigger wheels that you have to put air in. They're, you know, they're.
Oh yeah, that'd be a better ride anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
See, this
But
is what I'm
when
talking about. I can pamper tempo, no problem. But when it comes to myself, I just.
been
Well, you
consciously
have in the
choose to
past,
change.
but that doesn't mean you
Yeah.
are or you will.
Yeah, you're changing that. You're changing that because you know what? If you want to take care of tempo, you have to take care of yourself first to be able to take care of him. The oxygen mask has dropped.
I
So,
would probably
see.
still put it on him first, but I know
You better put it on you first because he's probably going to fight you. This is a perfect time to watch this part with this piece with Joe Dispenza because what you're going through, you know, we're wanting to manifest something better, and we have to be able to think outside the 3D, and that's exactly what this is. You know, it's moving into that state of poise that Florence talks about. It's being in that vibration of love energy in gratitude because because you're going into gratitude and empowerment and appreciation, you know, feeling all that energy. And when you feel that, you can't be in fear and anxiety.
How long do you
And you,
think I should sit in that? Like,
as much
as
as you can.
well, I mean, like his
You
son,
know.
he's just doing it once a day, but I'm curious as to like how
Oh no,
long.
he did. I'm sure he did it more than once a day. I'm sure he did it once a day. You know, 15 minutes of gratitude every day changes your life. So if you can sit in that kind of energy 15 minutes a day, say morning and evening, and then it, you know, as much as you can, if you have another minute or two that you can spend in that energy. Especially if you're out, well, I know you can't go outside. If you are on the beach somewhere with, you know, earthing with your feet on the sand, being in that energy and calling on the guardians of the earth. Oh, yeah, that's powerful energy right there. And today, actually, today, we're having the manifestation tomorrow night or the meditation tomorrow night. And there was a little mix up on the date. That was all my fault. But anyway, it's tomorrow night. But tonight is the night of the new moon. The energy will still be good tomorrow night. But tonight, sitting in that energy, writing out your A, putting your energy around it, and writing out what that A means. And that's, you know, you're acting in whatever kind of, you know, whatever kind of acting you want to do, you're making X amount of money, you're working X amount of days, because you don't want to be working 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. You don't want to do that. So deciding on how often do you want to
Already
work, how
did
much money.
it. I already did that.
Yeah.
I'm done with that shit.
Oh, if they were paying you
My friend.
$1 million for 6 weeks for a movie, you could probably manage it.
Oh yeah, I could do that.
Don't cut yourself off from possibilities.
No, for sure. I mean, again, that's why I'm reading that book, because like, you know, Matthew McConaughey, I don't know what movie it was, but one of his first movies, I think like the first three, he ended up making 100,000 on that movie. And yeah, it was a 6 week shoot. And then he took months off later. That's what's so awesome about acting. It's like, yeah, you don't, then you have 100 grand. You don't need to go back to work right away. But you love doing it, so you want to. You know what I mean? And so, and that's like that concept, that idea. I just want to, that's what I want to experience. I want to do something and make money at something that I actually love doing all the way
This
through.
is.
Like, there were moments when I loved work. You know, in the music industry, there were definitely moments that I loved that, but it wasn't really what I wanted to do. I was taking, you know, second place basically because I hadn't gone into creativity when I was younger. So this was my next best thing. I went into business, so I got myself into the music industry. You know what I mean? I got as close as I could. So there were aspects, but it wasn't like I love it. Like how he was saying, you know, when his son, like, I love it and I love life. Like, I also love to travel and I love to, you know, learn new things. And so it's like, yeah, all of that seems like it's a part of acting as well.
Well, and maybe
You
you
know.
don't put down how many hours you want to work, but maybe you want to structure it in a different way that it's per project.
Right.
You know,
Or
maybe you
like
want
just
your
like you said,
projects.
I want to work for myself. I want to have contracts. I can say those things without having to specify the time.
Yeah. And this or better. You can do
Yeah.
this or better. And you
Yeah.
know, you can feel that in your heart. And how much you would love it. And then you go to the other side and you got your gratitude and you feel appreciated and you feel empowered and all those things, feeling
And it
fulfilled
actually
and
came to
loving it.
me in the middle of that. I don't know what it was that gave me the aha, but I was like, oh, I can be in any kind of energy that I want to be in or any feeling, because that's exactly what I'm learning in acting class. It is literally what they're teaching us, is like how to be sad, how to be happy, how to be angry on cue, right? So it's like, oh, why I'm learning this.
There you
Perfect. Just
So
perfect.
yeah, so I just need to do it and I need to commit to it. So I'm gonna, okay, ladies, 30 days from today, July 6th, so just after the 4th of July, let's see what happens. I'm gonna do infusing love energy twice a day, and I'm gonna sit with the A at least twice a day, maybe three times. And we'll see what happens.
Do each thing as much as you can,
Yeah,
but
if I can do more, but
at
that's the
least
minimum.
those, yeah, there you go.
That's the minimum.
Oh my
And
God.
we'll
Okay.
see what.
When I was watching Dr. Joe, I had this flash of you doing this acceptance speech and you're all weepy in this beautiful gown and you thanked me and Gail.
Oh, I would. Believe me, I would be thanking you guys for sure. Or no, I will be thanking you guys. Absolutely. Thank you for that, Kate. I've seen that picture too of me, talking and crying and accepting some kind of an award. So I know it's a possibility. It just seems very far away.
Start practicing your acceptance speech.
There you go.
All right, well,
I love that. Love
I already
that.
got my
Well,
two first people to thank way before my agent or anyone else.
That's right. The thing is, Rachel, because you're not in your 20s, you will be opening the way for so many women who didn't think they could do it,
Yes.
which is so big.
I know. I know. And I keep reminding myself that nobody, ever gets to greatness by staying safe and in their comfort zone. And maybe this is what's being asked of me. I never wanted to be someone that was like leading the way, but maybe that is what I'm supposed to be doing.
When you're in that love vibration, you will be in your comfort zone. And even though you might have a little bit of a twinge of anxiety when you're starting to do something, it'll only be a twinge instead of a going down the rabbit hole
Yeah.
because you'll be maintaining that love vibration where that peacefulness is, where that confidence is, where that you don't have a need to prove anything to anybody because you're enough
Yeah.
and you can do it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that's being required of you, you've already had all these emotions. And you will come across on the screen in such a way that people will be riveted.
It seems so daunting though, especially when you watch movies and you see these amazing actors and it's like, they went to school for years learning this stuff and it's like, how am I going to be like that?
Not all of them.
Not all of them, but most of them did.
But don't compare yourself to them
I
because
know.
you know what? You
But
have
that's why I'm
spirit
reading.
behind you.
Yes, and that's why I'm reading the Matthew McConaughey, because he did go to film school, but he didn't go to acting school. And then he did try eventually to go to acting school. And then he was like, I haven't booked a job since I've been in acting class. I'm just gonna go back to my instincts. And then he got a job. So I know, that's why I'm reading it, is like to try to find proof that it works other ways too. So that I can hopefully settle into that in myself, because yeah, my whatever my path is, it's not going to be the same as anyone else's.
And that's okay. That's good. Because that in it, there again, that in itself, as you write your memoirs, people will be buying your book. I mean, all the women that are getting out of suppression, that word shouldn't even be able to be identified with the way we live in 2024, but it still is. But getting out from under the perceived idea of who they should be and being able to step into their power and embrace their own light and be who they want to be and not what everybody else thinks they should.
Yeah, I
You
just do
know,
it first.
you can do it. You can do it. You know, in our the membership that Gail's in, we were having a talk one day. I can't remember, it's been in the last few weeks. And I was telling them about, moving out of Colorado, moving here. Nobody that I come into contact with, pretty much physically, was in agreement with my work. Not my family, definitely not Fred. I mean, he would say that he was, but he wasn't. And Gail asked me, did it help meeting with them every week? It meant the world to me to meet with them every week. Gave me the strength to know that, here I'm supposed to be the teacher and holding the space for everybody, and yet my life sucked. And coming to terms with this is what it is. It really is. The life I thought I had never really even existed. And overcoming that feeling of failure and fraud. I mean, it wasn't just that my relationship failed, but I felt like I was a fraud to all these beautiful women that I was trying to support. And they were right there supporting me every moment of the way. And they even told me that I didn't fail and I wasn't a fraud.
True though. I mean, we're all human, and so we're all gonna have things.
We're all going to have things. It's overcoming the things. And we can, because we all have that power. We all have it. No matter how bleak life looks, we have the power to change it. But we have to believe it first. And
We have
Gail and
learning
I are.
opportunities, not failures.
Yeah.
And Gail and I are right here holding the space for you.
I
I
really
mean,
appreciate
you have no choice now but to be successful. So get used to that idea.
okay. I want to get used to that idea. Thank you guys, really. It means a lot.
You are important
Got your
to
back.
us. That's right. That's right.
It feels nice.
Okay.
Thank
You're welcome.
I love you guys.
Oh, we left two of us a new
Know. I wish we could figure out how to do that.
And you know what? You can put your right hand on your left shoulder and your left hand on your right shoulder and give yourself a hug from us.
Okay.
Jessie's grandmother used to tell her that when she was little.
Oh,
And
that's
you know
so
what? It feels pretty nice.
It does feel good, yeah. Kate, will you send me this link to this Joe Dispenza thing, or is it like a free thing that you could send the link out?
No, it's
Talk
something I
again.
paid for.
Oh, it is. Okay. That's okay.
Will
No.
it be in the recording of the
Yeah, it'll
session?
be in the
Yeah.
recording.
Yeah,
Yeah.
what he said, I'm not sending the videos, but I'll send a picture of what he showed us. I'll include a picture of that, and the audio will be in there. There's more on this. Another time we'll listen to the whole thing. It's actually an hour long, but the part we listened to was what I really wanted to share with you tonight, but all of it is good. So we'll listen to the whole thing another time, maybe in a couple of weeks, because we're going to be at a different vibration. And just sitting here watching this, I knew how to do this, but it was like I heard it for the first time. And
Yeah.
that just tells me what a different vibration I'm in now, that it spoke to me at a much deeper level than it did the first 4 or 5 times I watched it. But we're always growing, and being able to think outside the 3D. I mean, and Rachel, you're wanting to overcome the 3D.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can expand that awareness, and you're getting out of survival mode. Even though, and when nothing around you has changed, it's all still the same when you look at it, but you're changing inside, and so everything outside of you is going to change. And Gail's doing the same thing.
Yep.
We're all changing, and gosh, the more quickly we can grasp that higher vibration, being outside 3D, releasing that survival mode energy, so that our energy can then expand again, because the second we go into that adrenaline rush, energy just shrink wraps to the body.
Yeah, I can
And then
feel it.
there's no thinking past that,
Yeah.
because there's no more energy. But when you shift, when you can in you okay? When you can infuse everything with love, that energy starts to release again. And doing this exercise and infusing that with love, that changes
Yeah.
things, because you're really locking it in.
And the two together, like you said, I think it's a good, like a 1-2 punch.
Using
Yeah.
all of our power in every way we can, it just makes it stronger and stronger and stronger. And then we're spending way more time during the day in that higher vibration than in any kind of fear or anxiety. And as you're writing in your journal, you'll start seeing how things, oh, well, I was beating myself up about this, but the reason I was thinking in the way I was is because I was just programmed to think that way.
Yeah.
And now I'm changing that, so I don't even have to feel that anymore.
Yeah, I need to write that
I
down.
think something I wrote, I think it was yesterday. All these weird things are coming up, these memories, these thoughts. I went back to when I was getting a divorce from Jesse's dad. My hands broke out in blisters, and I went to the doctor. He said, "Oh, those are nerve spots. Think I was a little
What?
stressed? I had blisters all over my hands, palms, the backs of my hands, and they itched." And he said, "Those are nerve spots because I was so stressed."
Yeah, see, my doctor just told me that I might have fibroids, and I think that's why I have them.
Can't we have to we have to we have to raise ourselves above this. Then when I the guy I dated after Jesse's dad, I had hives on my legs, and the doctor couldn't figure out what they were. The only time I got relief was from the itching was to sit in a hot bath, and then I figured out it was hives. I put calamine lotion on it, and it was fine. Well, I was a little stressed. And then with Fred, it was breakouts with shingles, all nerve related,
Gosh,
I mean,
that's crazy.
it's no wonder that, I knew if I didn't get out of there, my body was just going to implode.
Yeah.
And that's what really put the fire under my ass to do something. Because it was looking like, the future's looking kind of scary. What's my body going to do next? Perry Romberg's people, they have heart attacks and they're just gone. And I thought, you know, with all the stress I've had, I need to change this. And the body can rejuvenate itself and heal.
Yeah, no, I know. So, yeah, so, okay. I've made the commitment. So, and I'm speaking right. out loud to you guys. So I'm doing it.
You awesome. Can check in the Facebook thread.
Yes, yeah. I can.
Yep. As a matter of fact, let's see, what's that word you like, Rachel? Accountability.
Yes.
Why don't you post in the Facebook group? As a matter of fact, you know, because Gail, you have something that, you know, have things that you're wanting to do that you can use the same exercise for, and so do I. Why don't we all post in the Facebook group, just maybe use the initial that of whatever we're doing with a heart, that we've done it today. We just did it. And the more initials and hearts that we have throughout the day, the better it's going to be for us.
Okay.
And and if we have no hearts with the initial all day, don't beat yourself up. Just commit to yourself to do better tomorrow. Oh my gosh, I just put myself in the middle of that too. Yep. But you know what? There are things I want and I have to hold the energy. And you know what? It's just like, unless it's the dogs or the cat, there's nothing more important.
Yep.
There's nothing more important than maintaining our own energy and immersing ourselves in what we really want to be, do, and have. And from that state of being, we have peace. And we're putting out that light that supports the earth and everybody around us. You know, it's more than just us. So, okay, well, I just realized it's really late for Gail's babies to eat.
Oh, yes, it is. I just realized.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, they're going to be telling you. And
you're worth it, Rachel.
Thank you. It wouldn't be the same without you. So thank you for being here and staying.
Oh, thank you both for being here tonight, for sharing, and Rachel, for being so vulnerable. We love you, and you are not alone in this.
Thank you.
Okay. And reach out. You know, we're here. Reach out. Okay.
I'm
sending you,
the Facebook
sending
group,
you both.
I like that too. Love it.
Yeah. Sending you both some hearts. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I'll be talking to you soon. If you need anything, reach out.
Okay.
She did it.
I did it.
All right.
You did it.
There we
Thank
go.
You, ladies.
Oh, it's not working. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Take care. Have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.